Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
It wouldn't be Haggerty Radio Le Mans without the voice of Andrew Marriott gracing the airwaves of 91.2 FM around the circuit and around the world on RS1 at RadioLeMans.com. Delighted to say he joins me now. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Absolutely fine, John. Had some COVID a bit earlier on, which knocked me back a bit, but now I'm sort of fit and running again.
Running on all eight cylinders, eh?
Yeah.
Andrew, we want to talk to you today about gender equality, I'm not being terribly 2022 about this, because motor racing, and particularly in endurance racing, has had gender equality really since the start of competition, and Le Mans in particular has a rich heritage of female drivers taking part.
It certainly does, John, but not from a British angle. I mean, before the war, that's a long time ago, you know, one year, I think there were three factory MGs and each had two British women, top women racing drivers in it. Mm-hmm. Women racing drivers from the UK, we haven't had one in the race since 2008. That was, remember, Amanda Stretton. And the one before that was Juliet Brindley in 1978. So in the last, 40, 50 years, we only had a couple of women racers from the UK taking part in the race, which seems kind of crazy when you think, look at the Formula W, a lot of controversy there. Most of the leading drivers are all British. And I just wonder, John, whether the lady who has been sponsoring all that Formula W thing should not maybe have put some money aside to maybe get some English or British girls. I know it wasn't a British thing, but get some British girls into Le Mans. It seems absolutely crazy to me. And obviously, you know, we've got one all-girl squad, haven't we? The Iron Maidens or whatever.
Iron Dames, yes.
But it's an extraordinary situation. Just looking back. And, of course, the other thing, John, is, I don't know if you remember this, that back in 1957, women were banned from Le Mans.
Yes.
And that was because in 1956, the year before, obviously 55 was a huge accident. 56, there was a lady called, I think she called Annie Bouquet, and she was killed at Reims. So it was a woman driver killed, and Le Mans decided to ban women, and we didn't have any women drivers until 1971, and they were banned until then. Subsequently, because we had the French lady, Anne-Charlotte Vernet, who actually started the race 10 times, so she's the woman that's raced there the most. Probably the best woman that's ever raced there, in my view, is Desiree Wilson. She had three starts, should have had four, but there was a lot of French nonsense going on the first year she was with Decadenay. But she did actually, in 1983, get hired by the Obermeier Porsche 956 team. She drove with a couple of German guys called Jürgen Lassig and Axel Plankenhorn.
Oh, yeah.
And she finished seventh overall, and she was quicker than them. So to me, you know, Des has been the quickest woman that's ever been at Le Mans, because she did win Aurora Formula One races and so on. But it's strange, isn't it? I mean, more recently, you know, we've had people like Kathy Muller there. There's been lots of women racing drivers there. But when I say lots, you know, there's been some significant ones. But in all, only 57 women have ever raced at Le Mans in all the period. Extraordinary.
And Michelle Mouton, of course, won her class in 1975. We know her most for her rally driving exploits. So very nearly won the World Rally Championship, her and Fabrizia Pons. I remember those days. Subsequently has gone on to high office in the FIA as well. I think a few people won't remember that she drove with Christine Dacremont, Marianne Huffner in 1975 in the Société Esso car.
Yeah, actually, I saw her at Le Mans, John, about 4 years ago when, you know, that new FIA Women in Motorsport initiative was going strongly, and she was like the chairman of the committee. And I saw her there, and she was obviously enjoying returning to Le Mans. But I think, frankly, there should be some more women at Le Mans, and I think we need some British women there.
France is the most numerate in terms of the female participants. 21, 16 from the United Kingdom, although, as you say, Andrew, not for quite a long time. Belgium, of course, with 5. Yeah. Tatiana Calderon and Bajska Visa making their debuts from the Netherlands in 2020. Sarah Borvi last year. This year, only 4 races. Should have been 5, but Catherine Legg not going to be at Le Mans this year.
No, well, I don't think Catherine's ever finally raced there, has she?
No, she hasn't. So. She was supposed to be there this year with Hardpoint, and they've given up their entry to Ingo Mattner's team.
So I think there's the lady who crashed at Macau so spectacularly. What's her name? Stephanie Flershed or something like that.
Yeah.
I think she's in one car. Then there's the all-girl Iron Dames car, isn't there? Which is sponsored by the clock magnate Richard Mille, or the watch magnate Richard Mille. And they've gone well in that Ferrari in the GTM class. So, they might be on the podium. But, no, it's an interesting situation, really.
I remember Lillian Briner, of course.
She was quick.
She was and didn't just come to race at Le Mans, as many drivers don't. But back in the day, quite a few people turned up and only drove at Le Mans. But Lillian Briner was doing sports car European and World Championship.
With great success as well in that Ferrari,
She raced 3 times. Claudia Hurtgen, you've mentioned. Vanina Ix, 5 times from Belgium.
John, how difficult could that be for Vanina Ix when
impossible.
Impossible for her. And she did a pretty strong job, actually.
Quite a lot of Swiss flag drivers, because as well as Lillian Briner, who was a Swiss flag driver, Natasha Gashnang, Cindy Alleman and Rahel Fry, of course, have been there. I remember a couple of drivers who came across from the IMSA series, which was then the American Le Mans series in the early to mid-2000s. Milka Duno, who was there twice, the Venezuelan driver, and Liz Halladeer, who was there in 2007 and 2005, I seem to remember. Equestrian, very high-ranking equestrian, and still trains horses to Olympic level.
And then, of course, we saw her many years in the pit lane and commentating for Eurosport, because there's a lot more female pit lane reporters at Le Mans than there are actual drivers, I think.
There have been some big names down through the years that have come over. You mentioned Desiree Wilson, who, of course, raced in Formula One cars. Lynn St. James came to Le Mans a couple of times.
Kathy Muller, who was Ivan Muller's sister, but really quick and got to quite a decent level in Formula 3000. And Lynn St. James, they raced a pink Spice. But if you read the Desiree Wilson book, ghosted by me, you'll find that the whole thing was an absolute disaster. I think it only lasted a few laps. It very badly. I think it was a Japanese team that had this mad idea, and they were woefully ill-prepared for it. And Des was tearing her hair out because, she was a very professional and competitive driver. And the same, it was a strong team. But interesting, isn't it, the lack of females, really.
And if we're going to talk about female drivers who's raced in Formula One, we've got to mention Lella Lombardi from Italy, who raced in the mid to late 1970s 3 times. Mm. And, of course, she holds, at the moment, a unique place in the history of motorsport.
Half a point in a world championship race.
Yes, and still, isn't that amazing? That she's still the only female to have done that. Of course, it's not just drivers. Down through the years, there have been plenty of people behind the scenes as well in administrative areas, but also, and of course, we think very much in the 2000s, We have to think of those people, the engineering staff. And if you're going to think of that, you've got to think of Audi and a multiple number one engineer for Audi.
Yes.
Never.
Lena Gade.
Never doubt the Gade. Lena Gade, who was number two to Howden Haynes and then took on her own car. And she, I remember talking to her quite a few times, and she never she was never quite comfortable with the fact that she was being made a bit of a superstar of. And then I think more latterly, she's realised how important these role models are. And she, in fact, she took Michelle Mouton, persuaded her to take a position on the Women in Motorsport committee of the FIA. Who in your of the lady drivers who've been to Le Mans? Then I mean, is it Mouton because she was a class winner? Is it Vanina Ix because she was there five times? Kiko Ehara was there for Japan, of course, in more recently in the mid 2010s. What, 12? I think she was first there. Christina Nielsen's been there a couple of times. Ines Tattinger from the Champagne family as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, I remember her.
Yeah, that was 2016. No, not a finish for her. Michelle Gatling's been there a few times. Where would Marriott's pick be then for the most competitive, best, or, you know, is it just on finish, or are there other things you've got to take into as well?
I think it's overall speed, and speed compared with your male teammates, and absolutely no question of doubt in my mind, has to be Desiree Wilson.
Yeah.
So she finished seventh that year. In a Porsche, was quicker than her teammates. I mean, seventh overall, and you know, they were all the same Group C cars. It was a competitive year. Des also, of course, in the Decadene, did win the Monza 1000 Ks. So yes, she was good at sports cars. No, she, without question, for me, head and shoulders above the rest.
We have to go all the way back to the very first woman to race at Le Mans from 1930 to 1933. Four starts for the French woman, Odette Secor. And she actually has the best finish of fourth overall with a class win as well. That was a very long time ago. And one can only imagine, Andrew, you know, you and I have grown up through different times, but as you say, there was the ban on female drivers for quite a long time in us watching Le Mans. One can only imagine what it was like when Odette and Marguerite Mereuse, Joan Chetwynd, H.A. Sisted, and Elsie Wisdom, all in, and Marie Desprez, were all racing in the early 1930s. That was something quite extraordinary in those days.
Yeah, and Elsie actually was married to a very famous journalist called Tommy Wisdom. I think he might have been the Daily Telegraph's motoring correspondent. So she was very well known in the motor industry. And as I mentioned at the top, you know, the one year, I think it was 1934, 1935, you know, MG had these three cars all with women drivers in them. Quite unbelievable. Anyway, there we are. See what happens in the future, eh?
Well, there's no reason. The stopwatch, the car and the circuit don't know or don't care. We're living a results-based game. Andrew, for the moment, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Haggerty Radio Le Mans.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.